If you ain't talking draft, then your talk don't matter. Because we're here to break down the NFL draft, first draft fantasy.
Oh my God, what a wild
Joshua
draft.
Joshua Chowder Fleener.
Money, money, money.
Jose.
Ka-ching.
Big bets.
Money.
Did we hit some of those bets?
I don't think so.
No, we probably didn't come close. Maybe the offensive ones.
The offensive one was the
number. Remember, first round quarterbacks was at 4.5.
Yeah, I said that was only going to be 4. I would have been completely wrong had I made that bet.
It was wild.
6 and 12, so yeah.
6 and 12. So yeah, we're coming off a pretty wild draft weekend where some of the things went how we expected. And others, not so much. So, yeah.
Now we just got to watch out to see all those guys that might be on the move, like Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins.
Debo Samuel.
That's interesting.
San Fran's is going to – they're carrying like 10 receivers right now. They're trying to figure out where to put them, you know.
But before the draft, there was only 2 that were worth a damn. It's like, I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't go for McCaffrey's little brother.
They're just going to go get him when he's a star and get him for cheap, so.
I mean, the Commanders are under new ownership. I don't know if they're going to do some really dumb stuff like they used to.
I don't think so. Well, maybe.
Yeah, so.
That's a few years out still.
Other than the draft news, we have Michael Gallup signing to the Raiders after the draft, so they didn't really address the wide receiver position, so they addressed it as free agency with Michael Gallup. Boston Scott, I didn't even realize he wasn't even an Eagle anymore.
I didn't either.
He's a Los Angeles Charger as of today. They didn't go Blake Corum, which I'm very disappointed because I've been saying that for like the last month and a half.
I tried to look at how many Michigan players he picked. He picked 2. So does that mean he just didn't like the other ones, or they didn't fit?
He had a quarterback. He could have picked running back, but I think they have a bunch more needs than those things. So
they went defensive players for Michigan.
Yeah. So there was that. I thought there was another.
Ezekiel Elliott back with the Dallas Cowboys.
That was one of them. Yeah.
Tank Dell struck by a bullet at party. He is fine.
I heard it was like a club, and it was like a 16-year-old. So that's what I was confused about.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him in because he's 16. So.
I doubt that was the reason.
He let the chopper. Let the chopper sing.
Stupid.
I don't.
The Broncos aren't picking up Wilson's option. Amazing.
I thought that was the dumbest thing when I saw. I got that notification.
So shocked.
What is that news?
Yeah, they're not going to give their backup quarterback $22 million a year. Shocker. But with that being said, we'll get into our draft coverage. We're going to do a rookie mock 2 rounds later on, but we're going to go into the draft, some of the results, some winners and losers, not only from the incoming class, but some of the guys that, you know, we said could potentially be getting replaced. Started off quick with the quarterbacks. Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, and Drake May to the Patriots. 3 quarterbacks right off the board, as you know, most people projected. I think all 3 are kind of winners because they kind of, you know, got put in better situations than the previous quarterbacks. But.
I mean, they're looking at playing time right away. Caleb Williams has a historic landing spot. I've never seen a rookie go to a team that's already loaded on offense like that.
Yeah, they get a stud rookie receiver in the top 10 who might be your third option. Pretty insane.
Which is not like the situation with JSN, because Roma Dunze is a way better talent. And Keenan Allen's probably not going to re-sign.
I don't think he's going to re-sign either, unless they make a playoff push and like a run in the playoffs. I don't see him re-signing, but, you know, who knows?
I think that's the hardest part about him going there.
He's towards the end of his career.
Well, no, I'm saying for Caleb Williams getting drafted there. They have to make playoffs this year. It's playoff or bust.
Which
you don't think no there's any really leeway for?
No, them? Not with the way they built this team. There's zero leeway.
So now, since CJ Stroud did it last year, it's expected. Also,
I mean, it's not CJ Stroud did it with a team that nobody even expected to compete for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Let alone get them there. And
when the Texans drafted him, I was like, "Oh, this team's gonna be pretty good in a couple years."
In a couple years, yeah.
And all of a sudden, they were good last year
with the Packers and the Lions.
Well, I understand they're, but you loaded up specifically to
it's not the same circumstance those AFC South.
It's not that, but nobody expected. I'm just saying because of the talent they put there.
I mean,
there's expectations, and if they're not met. I don't think it's necessarily an indictment on him, but the pressure and everything that's built there right now to get to the playoffs.
There is three wild card spots up for grabs now, so it's potential that all three of those teams could come in because, you know, the NFC South may be projected to be weak again.
Mm-hmm.
NFC West, you know, you got
NFC as a whole is very open.
You got the Rams and the 49ers, who you would expect, but Seahawks and Cardinals are very...
capable. Well, I think Seattle's capable. Arizona's going to be a question, but they have a full year of a healthy quarterback again.
Speaking about Arizona, now they have got Marvin Harrison Jr. at number 4. Absolutely. I mean, it was a great landing spot, one way or another. Did you see the interview with Marvin Harrison Sr.? When they asked him, they were like, what's something that you wish your son had more of that, like, you had? And he was like, I wish he would go to the quarterback and say, give me the ball. He was like, he's not built like that, though, so I don't know. But I don't think he's going to have a problem getting the ball.
No.
He's projected to be what? Number one receiver, 140-plus targets?
Yeah, like, I really think as we get to redraft season, we're going to see him in the top 2 rounds. In redraft, I would like. That's my full expectation of it.
I would see it too.
So
something shocking would have to come out of camp for him not to creep up there.
Yeah. The Chargers went and got themselves some help on the offensive line with Joe Alt. Then later on, took Ladd McConkey in the start of the second round.
Great landing spot.
I think that's. Part of the thing that's so hard with rookie drafts is because people will sometimes overvalue landing spot over pure talent. I think that's kind of the hard part because, you know, we saw it with Clyde Edwards-Helaire a few years ago.
Opportunity, you know, right?
Sky Moore. And, like, I think... I'm not saying these guys can't do it, but, like, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy, who got drafted by the Chiefs, like... I think they will go earlier in rookie drafts now because of the spots that they got drafted with top quarterbacks, and it doesn't necessarily equal success.
Well, you got to put it in perspective. Xavier Worthy's going to come in and take the MVS role. He's not really going to be that Rashee Rice outside receiver.
But that's the thing is people just see paired up with Patrick Mahomes, paired up with Justin Herbert, and it's like... You might want to take them over somebody who might be a little bit more talented but had a worse draft spot.
Hey, people overdraft all the time. You just got to know where the value is, right?
True. Malik Nabers is going to be getting wide open for the New York Giants but not being able to get the ball.
With his quarterback, Daniel Jones.
He
mispronounced his name in his opening press conference. He does not look like he wants to be there.
Nabers or Nabers?
Yeah.
I mean, he might... He might hope for Drew Locke to start.
At least he'll throw it deep.
So we'll see. I think Dynasty outlook is still really good. I don't know what his outlook's going to be for year one, though, with that team. Should be getting absolutely peppered with targets, though.
Should be. So
that's what we're hopeful for.
He instantly becomes the best weapon on that offense.
And then we got to talk about the team who everyone said was the biggest loser from this NFL draft, and that would be the Atlanta Falcons, who once again spent a top 10 pick on an offensive player, this time Michael Penix Jr., quarterback from Washington, after paying Kirk Cousins all that money in the offseason.
Stupid.
They're like, left-handed quarterback, first name Mike, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Stupid. That's what they are.
Is it stupid if in 4 years when he gets to start, he's an instant Pro Bowl player?
As we saw with Love?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I'm going to say yeah.
Like, this could be beneficial for him because he's not only sitting, he's sitting behind a professional.
I think it's beneficial from. For him.
Yeah, for him.
I don't necessarily think it, or not. Not for not the necessarily team, think instantly. It's definitely not beneficial for the team who has put together a roster that can compete for the NFC South.
It's not saying much, though.
It's not saying much, but, you know.
When you could have had Roma Dunze, it's stupid.
I mean, not even just Roma Dunze. There's a lot of players that they could have had. Like,
they could have bumped up their offensive line.
They could have traded back. I haven't heard of anybody that was as high on Michael Penix as the Falcons. Like, so, you know, trade back with someone that wanted Roma Dunze. I don't know, but Roma Dunze went next to the Chicago Bears. Like we said, he's going to be likely the third option. He's very talented, but I don't think he's at this point more talented than DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. But yeah, Caleb Williams is the big winner. It's kind of like Houston, though, where there's a lot of mouths to feed.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a hit on a lot of the weapons there and what they're going to be able to do, at least this year. Definitely for me, like, I would say probably the biggest loser is Cole Kmet, because last year he was their number two option out of the, you know, receiving wise, and he's at best fourth now. So,
but rookies sure do love tight ends.
I don't know.
That is true.
But I didn't see Caleb Williams throw that much to the tight end position.
Well, he didn't have to in college because they don't do it there.
I saw, like, someone was breaking down his film saying that he was getting bored with the play speed of the college because he would pass up open receivers just to get that really big play, and then he'd just do it anyways.
Let's hope, because there was some tape that did not look great. Then went J.J. McCarthy to the Minnesota Vikings, traded up one spot with the Jets to go grab their quarterback. Sean Payton said that he was acting like he wanted McCarthy to get the Vikings to trade up. Don't know how true that is. But either way, they didn't have to trade up to 3 or 4 like they wanted to. I mean, the rumor was, though, they wanted to trade the 2 first-rounders that they had and a first-rounder next year to get Drake May at 3. But the Patriots declined it.
I think they got a good quarterback there.
So, yeah. Justin Jefferson owners rejoice that you don't have Sam Darnold throwing to him. But, yeah. And then we got Bosif Nix going to the Denver Broncos at 12.
Why is it Bosif?
I don't know.
That's his real name, Bosif.
No way.
It's Bosif Nix. No.
Prove it.
What's his middle name?
Huh? Jermaine.
Bosif Jermaine Nix. Oh, jeez.
Bo Nix to the Broncos. Bosif Nix, sorry.
The Bo Nix fan club starts here.
As I had said in our quarterback previews, I'm not the biggest fan of Bosif, but I said he was a system quarterback, but now he gets to go into a system. And that's Sean Payton's system, so if he's going to succeed, this would be the place.
You can't say he's inexperienced, because he's played the most games as for a college quarterback, I think, ever, right?
I don't know, but... Played a lot. Brock Bowers then went 13 to the Raiders, which makes Michael Mayer a big loser from this draft.
Or it's a double whammy over there, and they're going to just 2 tight ends set the shit out of the AFC.
Listen,
2 tight ends, dude, with Madison in the back, dude? Oh,
game over. God. Gardner Minshew with the mustache? Holy shit, you guys are in trouble.
Anytime we've ever heard of 2 halfway decent tight ends, we've always been like, ooh, Hernandez and Gronk. It's never happened before, and it's never happened after. Michael Mayer is dead in the water.
Pretty much.
You think?
Yeah, you don't spend a 13th overall pick on a tight end.
Is he a big enough talent where he tries to force his way out?
Who?
Mayer.
He can't. What did he do last year that made him something special?
I mean, if another team liked him in the draft last year, they probably would, but...
I think they're going two tight end sets. That's what they're doing.
I don't know.
Wait and see.
I think they're going to have to keep up with their division. It's going to be a lot of high-scoring games.
No, they need to keep it down, the pace down. You keep the offense off the field.
That would be beneficial for them, yes.
Then we had a lot of offensive linemen and defensive picks, finally. And that's when we got to Brian Thomas Jr. going to the Jags. Love the fit there.
Trevor Lawrence, big winner.
I'd say he's a 50. He's a winner from the draft, but loser over free agency, so it kind of evens out to a wash.
Why is he the loser for free agency?
He lost Calvin Ridley.
This is the instant replacement for Calvin.
That's what I'm saying. It's a wash. So lost there in free agency, and there was a gain in the draft. A wash. 1-1. Boom. Zero.
I would say 2-1.
Oh, who's 2-1? Calvin?
Brian.
Yeah, because he's a young
player. He's a double.
Yeah, you got 1 year out of Calvin. And it was a very inconsistent year at times.
The whole offense was suffering because there was no consistency of who was going to be the alpha.
Yeah. So who's the alpha? Him or Kirk?
Him.
Him.
You think?
Kirk
is good, but Kirk is not.
He's consistent.
Kirk is the consistent guy that's going to get you, in terms of fantasy, he's going to get you, you know, solid numbers each week. But Thomas is the alpha where he can be the one that could get you 15 to 20.
These guys are going to be together for a long time. Yeah.
Then that's when we got to Xavier Worthy. The Chiefs traded up with the Buffalo Bills to go grab the 4-2-1 speedy receiver from Texas.
With the Bills, huh? That's interesting, right? Because they're the main rivals in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, the Bills needed a receiver pretty bad in this draft.
Yep.
Ended up getting one, but it just, I feel like it shows that they necessarily weren't as high on Xavier Worthy as the Chiefs have been. I think the Chiefs have done absolutely fantastic when it comes to drafting offensive linemen and defensive players. They haven't hit so much on the skill position, so it's like, I mean, it takes one person to turn that around, but...
I feel like it was a pick out of a little bit of desperation. Like, they didn't necessarily want to have to do that, but with Rice's injury, or Rice's situation, I think it became a must.
But they still could have waited. Like,
well, I know, but you still need something else. You got to keep...
He lost MVS.
Are you really going to rely on Tony, Mr. TikTok Tony, and who else is the other guy? Like,
I don't even know if they have.
Are they not worried that historically the guys that test really well at the 40, like that's
haven't worked out well?
Yeah.
I mean, there's that, but you also got a great offensive mind with Reed, who should know how to use a player like that a little bit better.
But that was the whole thing, was there was that time where the rumor was Tyreek was going to get suspended for a good portion of the season, and that's when they kind of panicked and took Mecole Hardman because he was the speedy guy. Billed as the next Tyreek.
True.
Didn't work out. So it's like...
But I didn't watch film on that guy, so... But I do know that his quarterback in KC is going to be 20 times, maybe 100 times better than his quarterback at Texas.
This is true.
So...
He's also like 180 pounds in PS2s. Shut his ass down.
They already released some of the odds for next year's number one overall pick. Shadur is the first guy, but Quinn Ewers was number four. And I'm like,
no way.
Did people watch Texas last year? Like, I know they won games, but
no way.
He was not great.
That's at all. Number one bust next year, not number one pick.
Then we go to number 31 with all the drama with Debo and Brandon Ayuk possibly being traded. The San Francisco 49ers took Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver from Florida.
It's Pearsall.
Pearsall. it's
Sticky Ricky.
Sticky Ricky.
Heard a lot of names.
Brandon Ayuk apparently texted them after they made the pick, and they were like, "That's a good pick." So I don't know what that means, but
I love the drama out of there.
CJ Stroud was raving about this guy.
He was. I did see that.
And he said he wanted him. I'm like, why?
CJ Stroud says a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
Just yeah, but he's been pretty accurate with like Tank Dell. And
I don't know, because there was somewhere it was like him and Micah, and they were trying to build his best offense in the NFL versus Micah's best defense. And some of the picks, I was like, what is he talking about?
Like, really bad.
They're just trying to build a name for themselves as a duo. They were doing what they were doing. They were just trying to get people to watch.
So. That was a sad guy during the draft.
Somebody Mr. compared
Parsons.
Him.
Parsons.
Oh, he's always sad when he watches the Eagles pick.
But, he's always grumpy. Yeah. They compared him and CJ Stroud to Charles Barkley and Shaq.
I saw that.
They're the new.
Oh, them. That's funny.
And then with the last pick.
So what do you? So let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
All right. Personal. Which? So it was Ayuk who was possibly on the move before. Now the rumor it's Debo.
Yeah.
Who do you think gets moved? Both. One. Neither.
So what is it? They want more money or they just want out?
And there was no really talks about Debo being frustrated or anything like that. Ayuk is coming up on the last year of his deal. He wants a long term.
Yeah.
And all makes that. Makes
sense. Yeah.
But he has handled it in kind of a weird way. And then, Debo, I mean, he's getting up there a little bit in age. You know, he's put a lot of wear and tear on his body with his playing style.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. If I was...
I'd keep Ayuk.
Yeah,
I'd
find a way. If I was a betting man, you trade Debo, give Ayuk his money, because money solves everything.
Yep.
And then, go from there. We didn't talk about A.J. Brown. Got an extension right before the draft.
So he just threw a fit because they had already extended Devonta Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like...
Why are these guys throwing a fit?
I played wide receiver and I hate it, but it is the Debo position. That's kind of just what it is.
100%.
Well, that explains why you played it.
I'm a Debo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, that, I mean, that answer itself,
So, yeah.
The way you just shook your head at us. Yeah.
Can you hit me?
I'm going to say in 2025, you're going to have Pearsall and Ayuk as the two receivers there in San Fran.
I think so. That's what I would do if I were San Fran.
What is Pearsall? Like a slot receiver? Or can he play outside?
He can play outside too.
Because in San Fran, you're expected to block, and he doesn't look like he has that type of frame.
Huh? He doesn't have a bad frame, and to be honest, like as a receiver, like you...
Blocking corners and stuff like that.
Like, most receivers just don't want to.
Well,
like, blocking isn't...
their job.
Yeah, it's like... if you have somebody who's willing, that's all you really need.
It's huge, especially for the running backs. But anyways, we're going down a hole. I just wanted to talk before we went to the next guy.
Yep, last pick of the first round, we have Xavier Leggett.
Why do you say it like
that? Because that's how he talks.
You ever heard Xavier Leggett talk?
Where is he from?
He's from Carolina.
Oh, man. Yeah,
you didn't hear the episode. We played the clip. And that's exactly how he talks. But yeah, he stays in the Carolinas, goes from South Carolina to North Carolina.
That's not far at all.
Yeah, so
shut the fuck up, you guys.
I don't know.
Don't make fun of the man.
I'm not making fun
of him. Oh, it sounds like it.
I love the way you talk. Could you imagine just someone trash talking you like this?
Yeah.
I can't wait to burn your ass. I wouldn't even be mad.
I don't know if he's going to get the ball, though, because Bryce Young's going to be on his back. Their offensive line needed to be rebuilt.
Their offensive line is...
they didn't do anything. But,
that is a good point.
Did they not?
But people are saying, he's kind of that... I've heard comparisons to, Debo and DK. DK more because of, the build and the speed. Debo because, he can run, some of the end-arounds and things like that, but he definitely needs to work on his craft, especially being a one year guy. That's basically so.
It's, yeah, when I heard that his first 4 years he combined for less than 300 or 400 yards, and then his final year he got 1300-1400 yards and all these touchdowns. He's only done it 1 year.
Mm-hmm. themselves.
I liked what Carolina, I think that they did offensively to get some talent around
Mr. Bryce.
Mr. Young, I think, is a big help.
Yeah, because they also, in the second round, took the first running back off the board with Jonathan Brooks out of Texas, the big back.
Goodbye, Miles Sanders.
Well, he's still not completely healthy. He's still nursing an ACL.
Yeah.
And Hubbard is the starter there, right? Chuba?
Miles Sanders was, but I think Brooks Chuba is. Chuba was
at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But Brooks, when healthy, will 100% slot in to be the guy. Yeah, they definitely got some weapons there for him.
And then their tight end they picked out of Texas. I liked him.
It's Jatavion Sanders as
well. I like the good size.
So just in the offseason alone, they added Brooks, Jatavion Sanders, Xavier Leggett, and Deontay Johnson.
Retooled offense.
You know, another guy that was highly drafted last year, big loser. Damn, I just lost his name, the guy that was drafted. So Jonathan Mingo.
Mingo, I think they still have hope for him. He's a big body.
That's funny because that's ESPN's comp to Leggett. Yeah, it's Jonathan Mingo.
They drafted the same guy.
But it's like, if Leggett turns out to be what they want him to be and a first-round guy, where is he going to play? Because they're going to play Thielen, they're going to play Deontay Johnson, and they're going to play Leggett.
And not only that, that offense is not very high-scoring. So fantasy-wise, going to be pretty brutal.
They're going to be a hit or miss with all these new weapons. It's like,
I think Leggett's a field stretcher a little bit for him. Yeah, he's going to be faster than Thielen and Deontay, I think.
To his point, though, if their offensive line can't hold up,
yeah,
it's kind of like a non-thing.
They did replace their coach, right? Dave Canales used to be with the Bucks.
He's
a quarterback's coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he might help out Bryce Young a lot. That offense might be completely different.
It can help or it can hurt.
It should be completely different, but...
Yeah. Then we had Ladd McConkey going to the Chargers, like we had mentioned earlier. Presumably going to be one of their top receivers. There's a lot of question marks still there.
Who's your guy you want there right now? Quentin Johnston?
Definitely not Quentin Johnston. I would take the shot at McConkey, but I'm not going to overdraft him.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Who else do they have?
Well, sir.
Josh Palmer.
Why don't you take a look?
Who was the other guy?
Let's take a look. We've got McConkey, Palmer, Johnston. Oh, they drafted Brendan Rice. Oh,
yeah, Brendan Rice. That was like a six-round guy, though, and Jalen Guyton.
Yep.
So a lot of open space
still. God, they are young. Holy shit. 22-22-22-24.
Kind of a surprise. A few picks later was Jalen Polk going to the Patriots. There was a lot of receivers that we liked more than him. I think he was only really on Manu's top 10.
Yeah, that name surprised me when I saw it.
Yeah.
Because it was their second wide receiver, too.
For who?
For Washington. Oh, but it was New England's draft pick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Keon Coleman to Buffalo. I don't know if you
I think I missed that one because I think it was popped up at a like weird spot. But yeah, Keon Coleman is already killing it with the press conferences and all that. That guy's a character. But you get a big body receiver there for Josh Allen. He's a project, kind of. So he's not going to be Stephon. He's not the replacement for Stephon Diggs. No. He's not going to go out there and catch 100 plus passes. So there's definitely, like, I think Dalton Kincaid is still a huge winner for this. I think there's a very real world where he is the number one option in Buffalo.
I think that's the only one I'd like to have from the Bills.
Is Kincaid?
Kincaid.
So then
they also drafted Ray Davis. Was it Ray Davis?
They
got late in the... Which I liked his film a lot. He's a little bit older, but I think he could carve out a role in that offense. Especially we saw Cook last year struggle towards the end of the year.
He's pretty similar to Cook, and they're the same age.
I think he's built bigger.
He's 2'11". He's definitely built for the conditions.
As far as conditions. What they do, like the catch passes.
Yeah. A guy that we were all high on fell a little bit. Adonai Mitchell, AD Mitchell, receiver from Texas. I don't hate the landing spot. Fell to the Colts in the middle of the second. Give another weapon there for Anthony Richardson. I think he's gonna pair nicely. He's very talented. So, a guy that I was really high on now becomes a weapon for Jaden Daniels and Ben Sinnott, tight end from Kansas State. First tight end off the board there, or not first tight end because that was Brock Bauer, second tight end, but
nicknamed the Senator, goes to DC.
Yep. So, I think that's a pretty big add for them. You know, Terry McLaurin's probably coming to the end of his little contract. And
if you know Logan Thomas got looks in the end zone, this guy should definitely take over that role.
Yeah, so I'm very high on him. I've already grabbed him in a few rookie drafts. So I'm going to continue doing that.
How high did you pick him?
This last one, I got him in the third. I did see him go at the very end of the second at one, though. So kind of just depends on who else is falling there, but that was pretty much it for the second round.
Yeah.
Malachi Corley goes to the Jets in the third round. It's going to be hard for him in year one, especially with Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson there.
Yep.
But it's not a bad landing spot, especially with Mike Williams only signing a one-year deal.
I think it gives him a chance to get used to some tougher competition too. You're not playing in the WAC or whatever he came from with Western Michigan or Western Kentucky.
Then Trey Benson, second running back off the board, went to the Arizona Cardinals. Big back, likely the replacement from James Conner.
Likely the one that's going to step in every time he gets hurt. So he's going to be in there pretty soon, pretty quickly.
But yeah, so I like it for future value. I think James Conner still will be the guy this year, but yeah, for future value, he's definitely somebody you want to keep your eye on.
Jermaine Burton,
receiver, goes to the Cincinnati Bengals out of Alabama. Didn't talk about him too much on our receiver breakdown, but decent receiver there. They also added Eric All, tight end from Iowa, who's very talented, but hurt. So, you know, he's definitely a guy that you might be able to pick up on waivers after your rookie drafts and potentially stash him for a year and hope that he develops into a weapon for Joe Burrow.
From tight end U.
And then we had Blake Corum going to L.A., but not the Chargers. Going to the Rams. A lot of people are saying it's makes Kyren Williams a loser. I am not on that train.
I mean, in those goal line situations, I think Kyren Williams coming out, Blake Corum's coming in.
Yeah.
He scores touchdowns at the goal line. That's what he does.
That was his job. Bowling ball.
That's what you're here for, boy. Get in there.
Whoa.
It was Xavier Leggett voice, so it's whoa. Okay. Oh, it's okay. Make
it weird. I didn't make it. I'm not the one that said
Xavier
that.
Xavier Leggett.
So dude. I'm going to go ahead and buy the dip on Kyren. If people are selling him
for cheap,
I'm going to go get him.
I just think it doesn't look good in terms of when's the last time fucking the Rams have had a running back stay there for more than 2 years now?
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, and that's how long ago now?
It's not that long ago, right? It's 2018.
Oh, that's only 6 years ago. I mean.
And then we went back-to-back Michigan guys with Roman Wilson going to the Steelers after that. I actually like the landing spot. Probably like it a little bit better if Justin Fields is the quarterback, but, yeah.
Oh, you're starting controversy here, dude.
Back-to-back-to-back Michigan guys.
Yeah, but we don't talk about offensive linemen here.
Oh, we don't? My guy. No, just kidding.
And then there's a guy that I absolutely hate the landing spot, and that's Marshawn Lloyd, running back from USC. Goes to the Green Bay Packers, where presumably right now he's third string behind A.J. Dillon and Josh Jacobs. There's a world where he beats out A.J. Dillon, who hasn't done much in the league.
No, A.J. Dillon's done. Josh Jacobs is pretty much on a one-year deal. He might not be back.
Was that how the contract broke down? Was like,
They're not like he would still be under contract, but they could get away from it and not have to pay.
I didn't see the contract details on his, but I mean that's good to know because Marshawn Lloyd was another talented guy that could carve out a role. So let's hope for that. Jalen McMillan went to the third Washington receiver.
That's insane.
Went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So.
I don't really think that's much there. You got Evans and
Godwin. And then Luke McCaffrey rounded out day two, going to the Washington Commanders to be that kind of third receiver behind McLaurin and Dotson. So, yeah, what rounds 4 through 7, is there anyone you want to talk about? I know, Chowder, you want to talk about Troy Franklin.
I do, but then I don't because I'm not going to lie. I don't trust the Broncos.
So you're more concerned about him being a Bronco than him as a player. What don't you
trust about the Broncos with him?
Sean Payton, the psychopath at the helm.
All right. We're overreacting here a bit.
I do like him. I'm glad he got there. I like the paired up with his quarterback because it's already there, the connection.
Yeah. Who's your coach again? The Eagles?
Nick Sirianni.
Fucking Dewey Sirianni, dipshit Sirianni. All right, well, let's not talk about coaches right now. We're talking about
football players. He's one of my... I can't believe he lasted that long. But, yeah, that's what she said.
Title of your sex tape.
I mean, it's a good fit. You obviously think, I mean, come from Bronco fans, is he going to be the two guy? Is he coming in looking like a three?
The chemistry is there already with his quarterback. Yeah.
Well, that's I agree.
I don't know, because I was having a conversation with Hugo over the weekend about it, and I don't know what this receiving core, the starters look like coming into this year, because it's like you signed Josh Reynolds, who's, you know, a veteran who's, you know, played everywhere that he's gone. You have Courtland Sutton, at least for now, with the trade rumors. Tim Patrick, when healthy, is a very good player. Marvin Mims, who you took in the second round last year. So it's like, does he get a role right off the bat? It would just kind of be depending on him showing up in training camp. So I think it's kind of more following that and seeing what, you know, what the reporters are saying with that.
Well, I think he's, as far as talent, he should show that he's more talented than most of those receivers you've named. Maybe Courtland Sutton's Courtland Sutton for sure is the only one that I would put ahead of him as far as talent.
Yeah. We'll talk about another running back. Couple running backs. Jalen Wright, though, goes to Miami, where it's not a great landing spot for him.
Could you make that running back room any messier than it was already going into the season?
It's like this year he's not going to see much playing time behind Mostert and Achane. Could the next year potentially, but my problem is you have Achane and him who are outside guys, not running in between the tackle guys. That's kind of where it gets messy. I don't know.
I thought there was an odd pick. I didn't think they'd be looking, but
yeah. My guy Bucky Irving went to Oregon, running back there.
He went to Oregon? And where are you going to NFL?
He went to Oregon for sure. He went to Oregon. He also went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the draft.
Oh, that's way nicer than Oregon.
Yeah.
They have a pro team, at least.
I don't hate the pick. I don't hate the landing spot. I was hoping he was going to go to either the Giants or the Bengals, but, you know, Tampa Bay is not terrible. Then Will Shipley went to the Eagles. We already talked about Ray Davis going to the Bills. Isaac Garendo from Louisville went to the 49ers.
Goodbye, McCaffrey.
And then Braylon Allen to the Jets.
See, if Breece Hall goes down, he's getting all the power back stuff, but Abaconda's getting all the other carries, so it's really not beneficial for either one.
Why would you even put that out there in the open?
I just know how much you like Breece Hall.
Yeah, don't even put that out in the open, though. I don't know if there's anyone you guys want to talk about other than that.
No, these rookies, they need to prove themselves first.
Prove it.
Audric Esteem's going to take over Javonte Williams' job for sure.
Why is the less talented Javonte Williams going to take over the more talented Javonte Williams? Because he's
the most talented Javonte Williams. He's
definitely not.
Definitely is. Watch.
He's a little heavier.
Wait and see.
A lot slower.
Less injury history.
Anaya Smith, drafted by the Eagles, could be looking to fill that third wide receiver spot.
Most of the targets are A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and Dallas Goedert.
And Saquon Barkley.
So you guys ain't throwing the ball that much.
I hope not. That shit pissed me off last year, so.
All right, well, let's get into our rookie mock draft then.
Eagles drafted Jeremiah Trotter Jr. We drafted Jeremiah Trotter Sr., so it was only right. That was our, what do they call it? The legacy pick right there.
You can call it whatever you want.
Fuck you.
We're going to go ahead. This one is going to be we're going to do 12 team. We're only going to do two rounds.
Okay.
And we're going to do it a super flex.
Super flex.
Super flex rookie mock.
I know what positions I need? Just kidding.
Do I know my strengths and weaknesses on my roster?
Yeah.
You're drafting basically on best available in your mind.
All right.
That's what we're going to do here.
Fuck. That makes this a lot harder than it should be.
Wait, are you sending us a link to the sleeper or something? Or are we just
I'm not.
No,
we're just going to just do it.
You just got to pay attention.
Off of our brains.
Yeah.
What number are we picking at?
I'm going to tell
1,
you.
1, 2, 3.
I'm going to tell you here.
No, we can't take number one.
Somebody's got to take number one.
It's obvious.
And also,
okay.
F the Lakers.
So, you're the randomizer. Jose, you will have pick one, pick four, pick seven, and pick 10. And then, however, it comes back
on the
way back.
So then he'd pick what? Would he pick the same teams, or is he going to start with 13? Technically, you'd start with 13, right?
Yeah, technically.
Okay. We'll do that. Just every three, you're going first.
Every third pick you have.
Yep.
All right.
So, and then Chowder, you have 2, 5, 8.
Perfect.
11. And I will have 3.
Okay.
Can't count.
3, 6, 9, 12. Somebody needs to go back to elementary school.
Apparently. Kick us off, Jose.
With the number one pick in the 2024 rookie draft, super flex, Caleb Williams. Get on my team, brother.
Caleb Williams off the board. Number one, just like in the regular NFL draft.
Number two, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
Just have to.
Yeah.
Going to be the best wide receiver in the league here in 2 years.
Number three, I'm looking at two players. Ultimately, I am just going to go with Malik Nabers, wide receiver for the New York Giants. That talent is special. So that's
just landing spot.
I hate it too, but you know,
you got to pick him.
It is what it is. So number four, Jose.
Well, you made it pretty easy for me.
I pretty much did.
Going Jaden Daniels, quarterback.
Yeah, I think this should be the top four picks.
Mm-hmm.
Every rookie draft super flex, one way or another.
I think it's just what do you need more?
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting in the fifth pick. Who are you taking here? That's why I'm saying this is where it gets interesting.
I would. I'm going with Mr. Drake May.
Okay, the next quarterback off the board. Three down in the top five picks. Drake May off of the board. And then I'm up. This is where it gets difficult.
This is all messy now.
This is where I don't like it. Don't want to be in the middle of these drafts. Unless one of those guys slides, but it's not going to happen. I'm going to go talent wins out. It might not have the best first season, but I'm going to go Rome Odunze at number six.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So, and then Jose, who do you have at number seven that you are taking here?
No, operate under the assumption we've got to fill that super flex role.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with a guy who's going to get playing time right away, projectedly, J.J. McCarthy.
J.J.
I like that.
McCarthy, you've taken three quarterbacks.
I was going to, if you didn't, I was going to take him next pick. So. I mean,
they're going to go regardless, right?
Yeah.
You want them in your super flex because they're going to play.
Yeah.
Well, and he's going into it. I like the position with the wide receivers he has.
And let's get even more complicated here. Who are you going here?
I'm going with Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. That makes my pick a lot easier. I will take Brock Bowers.
Makes sense. That was on the other guy, but I like wide receiver better.
I mean, if you have a good tight end, that's a cheat code in your lineup. But
true.
So that's why I'm going to go Brock Bowers.
I assumed I had Kelsey already.
I think that's very good. Didn't even talk about that extension. Kelsey got a 2-year extension.
Yep.
So. All right. Pick number 10, Jose. Who are you taking here?
Number 9 or 10?
Number 10.
10?
Yeah.
Well, I am picking 10 in some Superflex drafts, and in those, I am very needy at Superflex position. So I will take a little bit of a reach, but he's going to play right away, hopefully.
Michael Penix Jr., we got it.
Bo Nix.
Bosif. Say it right.
Bosif Nix.
Thank you. All right. Bosif goes at 10 to a team who could be needy at Superflex there. Number 11 at the back of the first. Who are you taking, Chowder?
Mr. Quarterback over there just keeps eating them all up.
Yeah, that should be it. We should be done with this picks for this one since Michael Penix.
You don't think he's worth a second round pick?
For a guy that's going to sit on my bench for potentially 3 to 4 years?
Fudge, this is not fun.
There are some guys, actually, I like around him.
Yeah, like, I would rather take those guys and worry about that later.
Damn it, I need my list of my rookies.
You don't get your list of your rookies. It's on Slack anyways.
I'm going there right now.
Started the sleeper mock.
Well, that's I don't need that list. I need my list.
There's that list, sleeper mock.
My list. I'm going to go Xavier Leggett.
You're taking Leggett here, huh?
I'm taking Leggett.
At the number
11
spot.
What's your reasoning over Worthy, over McConkie, over Coleman?
Because I like him over all of those guys. That's why I went to my list.
Okay. That's his
terrible team. Offense.
Number one guy, possibly.
Here at the back of the first round. Team who probably won the championship, unless they traded for this. Someone traded for this pick. I'm going to take the first running back off the board, and I'm going to take Jonathan Brooks.
Good pick.
Guy that could have bell cow potential in Carolina. Might miss a couple games, but I'm willing to do that. So then, Team 12, who just took Mr. Brooks, who are you taking to pair with him, Jose?
I'll be going Keon Coleman.
Wide receiver, Buffalo.
Isn't rookie drafts goes back to the first person, though?
Normally.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which, in that case, I will be taking with Caleb Williams as the first pick. Williams. I will be taking Keon Coleman.
Okay. And then to pair with Marvin Harrison Jr., who are you giving me here? Chowder.
Michael Penix. This is the team picking second overall. So. Yeah,
you skipped out on quarterback right away, so you got to take Penix here.
Going to have to go with Ladd McConkey.
Ladd.
Two receivers.
We're going receivers.
Yeah, you went ahead and passed on this guy, so at this point, I'm fine taking him here. I'll take Xavier Worthy. To pair with Malik Nabers. Two receivers there, too, for Team 3.
Oh, no.
Team 4, who are you pairing with? Jaden Daniels, Jose. A lot of guys, you can go here. Who will be the selection?
We're going to go Troy Franklin.
Oh, Troy Franklin.
Wow. And I'm getting shit from my pick? Are you effing kidding me?
Hold on, I read it wrong. I meant to say this other guy. Sorry. Adonai Mitchell.
Adonai
Mitchell. Adonai Mitchell.
Adorable Mitchell.
Mitchell.
If you ask Manu. Mr. Adorable goes number 4. Who goes number 5, Chowder?
Well, it was going to be that guy, but now I'm going to have to go with... Fuck.
Well, he thinks. Can you give a little recap again of who's going?
I hate myself.
Yeah. First round went Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Roma Dunze, J.J. McCarthy, Brian Thomas Jr., Brock Bowers, Bo Nix, Xavier Leggett, and Jonathan Brooks. Started the second with Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy, and Adonai Mitchell. And with the fifth pick for Team 5, Chowder selects.
Not going to ruin what I think is right, and so I am going to pick Troy Franklin there.
Okay.
Tell us why you love Troy Franklin.
I already did 2 weeks ago when we went over wide receivers.
This makes it a little difficult here because I'm staring down two guys. I was expecting to be only down to two or one of these guys. It's not as deep of a position, so I'm going to go Trey Benson. Pair him with Roma Dunze there. At Team 7, to pair with J.J. McCarthy, Jose selects
Blake Corum.
Blake Corum. Two Michigan guys for Team 7.
Must be a Michigan fan.
Team 8, Brian Thomas Jr. is getting paired with Michael Penix Jr. for Chowder, that's what he said.
Nope.
Those were his words.
I heard it.
His words, exactly.
Ben Snott.
Oh, there goes the tight end off the board. Makes. Did you just hit your tooth?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we are very intelligent here at the First Draft Fantasy Podcast.
You said it, Chipmunk.
This makes it easy, because this was the other guy I was considering with the last pick, Ricky Pearsall.
I was also
not high on him. Over. Not high on him.
I was considering him or Blake Corum.
So, now to pair with Bosef Nix for Team 10, we are going with... Yeah, it's your pick.
Marshawn Lloyd.
Marshawn Lloyd. So you're banking on Josh Jacobs being out of there.
Marshawn Lloyd is the future.
Okay. Team 11, to pair with Xavier Leggett, Chowder, you have. You're going to take your boy here.
Who's my boy?
Brendan Rice. Just
kidding. I'm going to have to go with a Roman Wilson.
You son of a bitch. I don't like that. I don't like that you just did that.
I had to.
I don't like that you just
I'll did beat
that.
You up.
And with my last pick, I am going to go ahead and pair with Jonathan Brooks. I mean, they took him in the second round to pair him up with Drake May. I got to go Jalen Polk here. I was tempted to take Ray Davis, but I'm not going to do that here. So, recapping, Team 1 took Caleb Williams in the first, Keon Coleman in the second, Team 2, Marvin Harrison in the first, Ladd McConkey in the second, Team 3, Malik Nabers in the first, Xavier Worthy in the second, Team 4, Jaden Daniels in the first, Adonai Mitchell in the second, Team 5, Drake May in the first, Troy Franklin in the second.
Mr. Franklin.
Team 6 took Rome Odunze in the first and Trey Benson in the second. Team 7 took J.J. McCarthy in the first and Blake Corum in the second. Team 8, Brian Thomas Jr. in the first and Ben Sinnott in the second. Team 9 took Brock Bowers in the first and Ricky Pearsall in the second. Team 10, Bo Nix in the first, Marshawn Lloyd in the second. Team 11, Xavier Leggett and Roman Wilson, first and second picks. And then Team 12, Jonathan Brooks and Jalen Polk for their two picks. And that was our mock draft.
So you don't want to be at 12. Well, I mean, that means you won, so.
Means you won.
Yeah.
Means you should have a good team.
I don't want to be pick 7.
7 through 10?
Kind of. That one's hard. I mean, you're getting potential starters with ours, like we had J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix. Those are guys in the super flex. They might be your third option, but you need that guy. Brian Thomas could very well be a really good receiver. I mean, Brock Bowers, we went over how talented of a tight end he is. So
just a terrible landing spot for him, I feel like. The Raiders?
It's hard. That is a tough spot right now, so.
Tough to project.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you guys thought was a reach where they went from the other two? I mean, I've seen Bo Nix pretty much go in the second rounds most mocks.
I was about to say, he's kind of the question mark, I feel like, in some drafts.
Xavier Leggett, I feel like, is a little bit of a reach for me.
That's cool.
Just stating my opinion, man.
It's a terrible opinion.
Why is it a terrible opinion?
I don't know. Because I said so.
Just because.
The three receivers taken after him, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy, all have top flight quarterbacks.
But, so this is where you're drafting based off of position versus what you think is the more talented guy.
And I understand that's, like, you think Xavier Leggett's a more talented guy. I think, for me, it was just he was more raw in terms of, like, talent.
Yeah.
So that's why it would be a reach in my eyes, but not necessarily.
Is your gardener out there working?
I don't have money for a gardener chowder.
It's a liar. He's a liar.
Yeah, damn. And then, but yeah, he is. Yeah. You love Troy Franklin.
Have you ever seen the movie The Replacements?
Yeah.
Funny thing, Hugo said he's going to call him Clifford Franklin.
You got to. You got to call him Clifford Franklin. Because Clifford Franklin's unstoppable.
I mean, Roman Wilson is my guy. I was mad that you picked him right before my pick to end the draft.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He was kind of one that fell down there, so. Needed to. I think you got that, yeah.
Where did it happen in my other draft? I'm thinking about it. Because I got Ben Sinnott and Roman Wilson in the third.
You're playing with some noobs.
Some noobs. Well, first of all, it's a 10 team, so that
okay.
That helps that a little bit. That
takes a few spots away, but let's see who was taken way early, or was taken that we didn't have in our first couple rounds.
Probably somebody that got drafted to the Chiefs, I don't know.
Luke McCaffrey.
Someone did take Penix in the second.
You have to. He's a generational talent.
That's what I was looking at, your thing. I was like, did somebody take him? That's like I was
the auto pick.
And then somebody took Jalen Wright.
Yeah. The second round.
Yeah.
Someone took Jalen Wright a little bit early. Someone took Jermaine Burton. And then I had back-to-back picks where I took Snott and Roman Wilson.
Oh, so we didn't draft Penix in the first two rounds?
No.
Okay. That's something that definitely I don't think will happen.
You think he goes in the first two rounds?
Well, I think so. Most people are going to pick him. Yeah. There's going to be somebody that'll pick him in the first two rounds somewhere, just because it's a quarterback. The only one that it won't happen is a non-super flex.
Yeah.
A single quarterback for sure.
But I think Penix, even in a super flex, like I would feel more comfortable getting him in the third.
Well, I mean, I do, but I think there's people out there that will pick him just because.
This is a thin class, dude.
It is a thin class, but like
they're banking. Somebody who has Kirk Cousins. Why not?
Yeah, I guess.
You get your backup and you get the rookie. Like, I mean, truthfully, if I had Cousins and I was a little questionable, I'd tell you I'd pick Penix in the second. I got Derek thinking over there. He's like, yeah, makes sense.
I wouldn't take Penix in the second.
That's because you're a silly goose.
Who out of those names that we all just said in these first two rounds would I feel comfortable?
I'm not saying you would. So I think a lot of it depends on your team. Like, we did these based off of not having anything decided
on the
team.
But even then, just like projecting-wise, even if I need a quarterback, I'm not getting one.
But that's where I'm saying I think the biggest reason you do it is if you're an owner of Kirk Cousins. You're not doing it if you don't have him, is what I'm saying.
Potentially. But even if I am the owner of Kirk Cousins and Ben Sinat or Roman Wilson are there.
You're taking them?
I'm taking them over him. So... But it's a good topic, good conversation. We'll see. Hopefully, if you guys have a rookie draft coming up, this helps you. This kind of, you know, shows you what people may be thinking. Where, you know, people's opinions vary all the time. So, I feel like the rookie drafts are a lot different from redraft leagues where it's like, oh, you might have a projection, but... You know, all it takes is one person to like somebody a lot more than anybody else, and you're kind of like, it's all it takes.
Throws off the whole draft.
So.
Yep. Magic.
Someone, you might be in a league with a lot of Bronco fans, and he might take Bosa Nix.
Number one?
Not number one.
Come on now.
I don't know, Bronco fans are pretty silly, so.
They might take him over Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, but I think Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams will for sure go in rookie draft.
I think so.
It's kind of what it is, yeah. You just,
wish Jaden Daniels didn't end up with Washington, because now I can't own a single stock of him.
Yes, you can.
Nope. Not possible.
That is a dumb way to play fantasy.
I hate.
So now you can't have CeeDee Lamb?
No, I hate Washington. Washington's the only team I hate.
Well, this that's is kind not
of,
about...
That's kind of messed up that the only team you hate is the team that hates themselves. Like,
that's why they should be hated on more. They hate themselves.
You have the Cowboys in your division, who are one of the most hateable teams in general.
Well, I hate them too, but I'll own some players. They got some good players there.
You have the Giants, who've at least had some success in this millennium.
I don't even need their players. They're not draftable.
Devin Singletary.
Exactly.
Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers is the only draftable guy there, and it sucks because he's going to play with Danny Dimes. More like Danny Pennies.
And then we've been hearing about Darren Waller potentially retiring. Just like Jose retiring.
I thought he retired.
I'm gonna retire right now.
Jose's retiring, so he's retiring to the bathroom because he's got the fucking bladder of a 12-year-old.
It's like 2-year-old. We hit that hour mark, dude. We hit that hour mark, and I gotta go.
Well, go then. You're done. You're dismissed. Go to the bathroom.
See ya.
So yeah, we're gonna get out of here.
Oh, you almost fell over.
We will be back next week. Don't know what the topic is as we're getting into the very slow part of the off season, but we'll figure something out. We will be back.
We will. We will. And we will rock you.
Yes. Amen. We're out of here.